Wu Dajin hit top form and was invincible throughout the night. He stormed into the 500-meter semifinals with a new world record, only to beat it again on his way to winning the gold medal. Wu says he felt the pressure during the competition, but he was eager to win.
I was under a bit of pressure because I wanted to make breakthroughs in my strongest discipline. I won the silver medal in Sochi, so I wanted to do better than that. I wanted to get good results for the Chinese delegation. I was very excited after the final. I only realized I was a champion at the finish line, and it wasn't a dream that the gold medal was mine.
After his individual glory, Wu led his teammates Han Tianyu, Xu Hongzhi, and Chen Dequan to a silver medal in the men's 5,000-meter relay. Han Tianyu says they were inspired by Wu's triumph.
My teammates and I worked very hard during the relay. We did quite well and won a precious silver medal. Before that, we all had a lot of expectations for Wu in 500 meters because we knew how good he was. We were encouraging each other in the morning and telling Wu not to think too much. In the end, he did do it very well.
Coach Li Yan says after a string of penalties and disqualifications, which they did not always think were fair, determination carried them through until they were rewarded.
China's short track speed skating team was under an immense amount of pressure at this Winter Olympic Games. As you all know, it hasn't been easy. Thank you for your support. Although we have turned off our social networks, we still saw some reports from Chinese media. I think this is good because it sends a positive message, and now there are more people caring about this sport. It hasn't been easy for all of us. We finally got our long-awaited gold medal on the last day of short track competition.
China has capped off its Olympic journey in short track speed skating with one gold medal and two silver medals. For CRI, this is Fu Yu in Gangneung, South Korea.